With Wookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. There is no better expert on espionage around than British writer John Gardner, who has been writing spy novels since the 1960s. Gardner has also written 5 James Bond novels at the request of the estate of the late Ian Fleming. And he's completed the first of a trilogy, tracing the history of the British and American intelligence services as seen through the eyes of an American family and a British family. Putnam has published the first, The Secret Generations.
What I am trying to do with the whole trilogy is combine the novel of espionage with that great old favorite, The Family Saga.
John Gardner lives near Oxford, where he works 7 days a week and becomes edgy when he goes on a vacation.
That's pretty disastrous, really. I pine for my study and my books and telling myself stories. I'm a child at heart, you see. I just like sitting telling myself stories.
Despite the solitary work of fiction writing, John Gardner never gets lonely.
Maybe it sounds crazy, but when you're writing fiction, you are surrounded by people. Admittedly, they are people who only exist in your mind, but they're people you get to know very well.
And Gardner has no patience for fellow writers who complain about the craft.
A lot of authors I hear talk and they say, oh God, it is terrible. Why did I choose this? Why was this thrust upon me? It is so lonely. How in heaven's name can it be lonely if you're an author of fiction?
In addition to his fictional characters, John Gardner has something else to keep him company.
I'm a computer freak. I have 4 computers in my room. The president of Putnam came to visit me, a couple of months ago, and he walked into my studio and he said, Mission Control.
John Gardner, the first of a 3-book generational spy saga, is on the shelves. The Secret Generations, 1986, sees a new James Bond novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.